Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, getting a chance to visit with West Central head football coach Jason Kirby, and of course played spring eight-man football in 2021, just a few months ago. But we transitioned to the fall of 2021, coach, and basically back to normal, a nine-week season full of an opportunity to play in a state tournament series. So what about transitioning from the spring to the fall? How's that going to go, you think?
Pretty quick. It seems like we just put our equipment away, and it's time to get going again. I know that our kids are excited. The transition for us from spring to fall is going to be pretty good, simply because we had such a good fall to spring to springboard into fall. With quite a bit of momentum.
Yeah, and just tell us about the adjustment that you saw from the kids last spring getting the opportunity to play eight-man football. Was it that big of an adjustment, do you think?
I didn't think so. They're still blocking and tackling. All of our terminology stayed the same. Everything started with our coverages as far as what we did defensively, and we worked outside in from there. I think probably the main difference is the amount of man-to-man you have to play in coverage situations, just so you don't get outnumbered on the run. But outside of that, yeah, and this is what I talk to my coaches about, and then our kids, third and two, still third and two. Whether you're on offense or defense, what was successful for them on third and two, they're going to come back to it. We have to stop it. What can get us 2 yards so we get a first down when we're on offense? You know, when you get into that mindset, football's football.
Football is football, and you had a good spring, right? Some success, not only with the final scores of your games, but I think you probably had to be pretty pleased with what you saw on the field, right?
Definitely. Our kids were in a great situation, had a lot of nice games. We went undefeated through the course of the spring and returned an awful lot of those players. So I think that we have some momentum going, and we're really looking forward to it. I think our kids are excited and feel like they can compete with everybody on our schedule.
Yeah, and I thought you did that last spring, and you played some of the marquee eight-man programs in the state last year and were able to pick up some wins. So you got plenty of attention, it sounded like, in the eight-man game, and I think that probably is going to lead to some preseason attention for you and some high expectations, right?
I think so, yeah. I hope so. I hope so for our kids. I hope so for our program and our community. I know that a lot of people are really looking forward to this year. You know, you're seeing some football signs up around the communities, and the kids are really excited. You know, that preseason hype is for fans and for media types, but as a high school principal and a head football coach, you like it because you know that there's excitement and people are looking forward to the upcoming season, and that's always great for your program and your community.
You said early, you know whether it's 11-man or 8-man, it's still about blocking and tackling. But how much did you enjoy your first taste of 8-man football this past spring?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it reinvigorated me as far as making sure that I was crossing all of my T's and dotting all of my I's, as far as us as a coaching staff, making sure that we were prepared as we could be. We took last fall and went to an eight-man game, whether it was in Wisconsin or Iowa, every weekend, at least one, and then, of course, watched quite a few on the computer, but got our kids and our mindset ready, and then translated that into play in this past spring, and then hoping to use that as a springboard. So yeah, I mean, we studied quite a bit and felt like we were really prepared and wanted to put ourselves in a good situation. We feel like this eight-man football is going to continue to grow and prosper in Illinois, and we feel like we're kind of ahead of the curve a little bit at this time, and we just want to make sure that we continue in that transition.
Well, and it's interesting that you bring that up, and you're now, and when you talk about this region of Western Illinois, you're starting to see growth from year to year, and you basically throw, you know, West Central, your school into the mix, your second season. Now, I know West Prairie is going to eight man. They were at one time a Lincoln Trail Conference team. Galva, they've left the co-op with Rova and Williamsfield, and they're going to play eight man football. Of course, Galva, a member, proud member of the Lincoln Trail Conference, and then Bushnell Prairie City. You know, they've primarily played in the Prairie Land Conference. They're going eight man. So you're seeing growth. You said, you know, growth across the state, growth in the region. What about that? I mean, just in terms of, it looks like from year to year, you know, you're getting that 5 to 10 teams where I think probably here within the next year or two, the IHSA is seriously going to have to look at, is this going to fall under the IHSA auspices of a state tournament series, or will it remain, you know, the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association? I think, is that probably the next big move, you think?
No, without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, it's already on the radar. I think with the growth of it, as well as the continued success of smaller schools getting involved and their communities having pride. I guess pride is the word. And once again, in developing their own identity in football, I think that shows nothing but growth and positivity for the IHSA and future involvement from the IHSA, no doubt.
All right. So does Jason Kirby still get as excited about the first day of high school football practice as he did when he was a student athlete at Tolono Unity High School? And does he get just as excited as he did when he was a student coach for the first time? What about that at like 7:00? You'll probably be up before that. I'll say 4:30 on August the 9th, or like 2:30 on August, 2:30 a.m. on August the 9th. You still get pretty stoked about that? That's still a big deal when the official season starts?
I love it, Jim. I love it. I love seeing our kids go. I love the start of the school year. I love our community getting to be excited about all of this. You know, you already said that there's probably some preseason hype coming our way, and that just makes it even better. I'm not sure that I'm going to sleep in a tent in the front yard of the school like I did for my senior year of high school, first day of practice, but I'm pretty excited, yeah.
All right, and the Heat open up on Friday night, August the 27th. Is that game in Biggsville, or you're on the road at North Fulton?
We're on the road at North Fulton week one.
And then the home opener is week two?
That's correct.
And who do you got in the home opener?
We play West Prairie week two on Saturday, September 4th at 1. And then week three, we play September 11th at 1 p.m. against Bushnell.
All right. Well, those are going to be some good games. And, man, you talk about the expectations after the great success West Central had last spring in eight-man football. Coach, great to visit with you. And I want you to get out the tent and put that up at Biggsville at West Central High School on Monday morning. I know the kids are excited and you're excited, and it should be a fun season.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for all your support, and thanks for what WRMJ does for local sports.
All right. Jason Kirby, the head football coach of the West Central Heat. They're getting set to open up the fall of 2021 high school football season, the eight-man game. You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.